Good morning, and welcome to the Hotelis City Express third quarter 2016 earnings conference call. All participants will be in listen-only mode today. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. To withdraw your question, please press star and then two. These instructions will be repeated. Please note this event is being recorded. I'd now like to turn the conference over to Jane Searle from MBS Value Partners. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. Hotelis City Express third quarter 2016 results were released yesterday after the market closed. The company's earnings release can be found on Hotelis website at www.cityexpress.com. During this call, management's comments may include forward-looking statements, and we ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly reports for guidance on this matter. Joining us on today's call are Mr. Luis Barrios, CEO of Hotelis City Express, Mr. Roberto Palacios, CFO, and Mr. Santiago Mayoral, Corporate Finance and Investor Relations Vice President. Mr. Barrios will begin with some opening remarks, after which Mr. Palacios will present a summary of the company's financial results. We will then open the call for questions. Now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Barrios.
Thank you, Jane, and thank you all. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today to discuss Hotelis City Express third quarter's 2016 results. This quarter, our operating and financial results continue to strengthen, demonstrating that our team is executing as planned on both our hotel operation and commercial initiatives, with an emphasis on reaping benefits from the investments we have committed in our marketing and distribution platforms. We are managing occupancy and rate with added accuracy and yield. In addition, we believe that the lodging industry is benefiting from a positive cycle. In that respect, since late 2014, we have registered that growing demand is outstripping supply of high-quality, limited services lodging in most markets where we operate. Specifically, we register strong demand in properties located in the Maquila, manufacturing, industrial, and services-focused markets. All these registering occupancy levels in the high 60s or above. Supported by this positive backdrop, we continue to push ADR in order to deliver double-digit RevPAR growth and generate added return for our hotel assets. For example, the group of established properties closed the quarter with an average occupancy rate of 68.8% and RevPAR growth of 12.6% compared to the same quarter of 2015. On a chain-wide level, that is, including our recent openings, we achieved ADR growth of 11.5% and drove RevPAR growth above 10%. The company has opened 15 hotels over the past 12 months and is in the process of delivering the highest number of annual new hotels opening in our history. Our expansion is supported by robust demand in Mexico as Mexico's manufacturing and industrial sector continues to consolidate. While wealthy private consumption remains a drive of GDP, as a result, domestic business travel is well supported, and the geographic and sector diversity of our chain hotels, any sector public specific softness. On that note, weakness in the energy corridor seems to have bottomed and begun to stabilize. As always, Hotelis City Express maintains discipline in cost and expense control. During the quarter, we achieved an adjusted EBITDA margin of 34.8% while ramping up the opening of new hotels over the year. Importantly, our cost control and efficiency initiatives set the stage for higher profitability as we gain scale. Turning to some financial highlights, revenues were 18.7% higher for the period. Adjusted EBITDA was more than 17% higher, while net income rose nearly 25%. For the remainder of 2016, we aim to have between 123 to 127 hotels in operation, in line with the development plan we announced at the beginning of the year. Looking ahead, we're redoubling effort to translate productivity gains into return on invested capital for each property. As we look to 2017, our expectation is to achieve higher ROICs as our portfolio matures. We are excited to continue fulfilling our promise of value and high-quality lodging to guests. Importantly, we are confident in our ability to keep balancing strong growth with improving profitability that benefits our stakeholders for the remainder of 2016 and beyond. Now, I will turn the call to Roberto, who will provide further detail on financial and operational performance. Roberto, please.
Thank you, Luis. Hello, everyone. Good morning. My comments are based on our third quarter financial results, which were prepared under IFRS. Across the chain, we are seeing improvements in key profitability metrics and expect this dynamic to continue as we gain scale, grow operating efficiencies, and maintain cost discipline. This quarter, ADR improvements continue to drive strong RevPAR growth. Importantly, occupancy levels and margin remain healthy, even as our new hotel portfolio expands. This demonstrates our commitment to profitable growth with a track record that instills confidence as we look to the years beyond. In terms of key operating metrics, ADR rose 11.5% from a year earlier to 854 pesos, underpinning RevPAR growth of 10.2% to 539 pesos. We are focused on raising ADR across customer segments and distribution channels with a benefit on understanding demand in different regions. Importantly, this should continue to boost cash flow generation and return on invested capital over the medium term. Hoteles City Express has 150 hotels and close to 13,000 rooms in operation at the end of this quarter, up 15% and nearly 14% respectively from a year earlier. Our total installed capacity of 1.1 million room nights represents an 11.3% increase from the same quarter of 2015. Chain-wide occupancy at over 63%, despite the addition of 50 new hotels, is very positive as we close this quarter as well. Our established properties, or those that have been in operation more than 36 months, once again demonstrated our chain's potential. These properties had occupancy levels of almost 69%, with ADR and RevPAR of 849 pesos and 583 pesos, respectively. These gains of 12.4% and 12.6%, respectively, with RevPAR performance more than 8% above our overall portfolio. Regarding our financial results, consolidated revenues rose 18.7% to 534 million pesos. This reflects a gain of 11.3% in installed room nights from new hotels, and near 10% increase in occupied room nights and RevPAR growth of 10.2%. Operating income was 23.6% higher, over 105 million, while adjusted EBITDA rose by a healthy 17.3%. We achieved solid margins even as we absorbed significantly more growth than our peers. Hoteles City Express recorded an operating income margin that was nearly 100 basis points higher to 19.8%, while adjusted EBITDA margin was 34.8%. Net financial costs registered 13.7 million, reflecting the drawdown of credit lines to support hotel construction, the interest rate rise, and our reduced cash position due to new hotel investments. Net income grew 25% to 71.6 million. Our balance sheet remains robust, with cash levels appropriate to help us realize our development plans. We have 2 billion pesos in cash at the end of the quarter, down from 2.4 billion in December of last year. Regarding next fixed asset, Hoteles City Express reported a 15.8% rise from the end of 2015 due to cash outlays from land purchase and hotel developments. Our financial debt of 2.5 billion pesos remains primarily long-term, with just 6.5% due within the next 12 months and less than that denominated in U.S. dollars. In order to conclude our investment cycle, as of today, we have more than 30 projects in different stages of development, and of these projects, more than 70% are already under construction. We expect to completely unfold our investment plan in the next 12 to 18 months, making the increase in profitability more and more transparent in terms of invested capital, as it represents one of our top priorities for the months to come. Hoteles City Express is focused on ensuring ROIC visibility in the medium term. Our unique value proposition continues to resonate with business travelers across Mexico and Latin America, and as always, we maintain the highest commitment to profitable growth for our stakeholders. Thank you for your attention. Operator, we are ready for the Q&A.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touchtone phone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. Again, it is star then one to ask a question. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Our first question comes from Alejandro Levin of Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everyone, and thank you for the call. Congrats on the strong results. So I have a couple of questions, please. The first one on ADR. You posted very strong year-over-year growth and also quarter-on-quarter growth. So could you give us more color on the drivers behind this? And the second question would be just a reminder, what's the average CapEx per key or per room? Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Gerald. The result of the increase in RevPAR is basically due to the, well, initially there's still a strong demand for rooms in the country as it evolves, and we will continue to see that as the U.S. economy in the manufacturer sectors continues to do it, and that's our expectation. The other is related to all the measures that we've been taking all along, and I've been mentioning them in all the calls, which is the change of culture of management hotels in city, in which we have invested heavily in technology to strengthen our distribution system, a platform, as well as using a lot of best practices that technology allows us to do today. That together with training in our people and providing them more empowerment, that's what has made this possible. These practices will continue to be for now and in the future, and you will see that the management of the yield is completely in another, yield management is in another level from now on.
Thanks. And could you, on the second question, could you remind us what's roughly the average CapEx per room or per key?
Yes, the average CapEx per key today stands between 932,000 pesos and 950,000 pesos. That is a weighted average of the CapEx of our portfolio in progress at this point. Obviously, there are some differences between the brands that we have, City Juniors with average cost per key closer to 780,000 per key, City Express pluses close to 1.2 million pesos per key, but the weighted average is close to 950,000 pesos.
Okay, thanks so much.
Our next question comes from Jorel GOT of Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. So we've noticed that over this quarter and the past quarter, you've begun to disclose the value of the land bank as well as the value of the construction in progress, which could very well help in your mission of basically helping us in understand your ROIC. I noticed that it was something that was mentioned various times during the call. With that in mind, I was wondering if you could give us an idea of where ROIC is right now for the current income-producing assets. Is it above 10%? Is it near your target? Just wanted to get an idea of where you are.
Hi, Jarrell. Again, we have a very clear focus in trying to make ROIC figures more clear to the market. Obviously, The company is growing very, very quickly. Today we have over 41 properties in different stages of ramp up, in addition to the properties we have under construction in the land site. So a company that is growing as quickly as us with, you know, the balance sheet as we report, is difficult to make that ROIC figure transparent. Having said that, the established properties are demonstrating ROIC figures very close, or even in some instances higher than our targets. So ROIC figures are well within the 12 to 14% range that that we expect. All the properties with ROICs significantly higher than that. So in general, hotel portfolio returns are very positive, and this rate increase that translates to very positive RevPAR figures are only helping us, you know, achieve that higher.
Thank you. I have an additional question, if I may. So I was looking at your corporate presentation, and I noticed that, and I might not have noticed it before, that there is a new asset class, or a product category, rather, that you are pursuing now, the City Centro. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about this new product, what the target yields are, what makes it different from your normal City Express products.
Well, the reason for City Centro, Joel, is that we've been, since several years ago, we tried to get into the downtown centers of the many cities. But it's been difficult, so we decided to go for remodeling. We couldn't get a traditional City Express into the cities and build them from scratch. So we are remodeling a couple of the buildings in the downtown areas. The first one is in Mexico City, in the street of Uruguay, number 45, which should be open by the end of the year. And the concept is that we're using we're trying to show using the City brand, but in this regard is trying to tell the customer, the future customer of City Central, that you will find something else than a City Express in terms of service quality and product, but that you might not find the traditional layout of our properties. So in order not to confuse the consumer, now, however, these properties are being remodeled with certain coolness in the process, taking advantage of the building. The aim is to the same business traveler that comes to downtown areas, which are highly crowded with high demand, and providing them with a property which is also geared for the leisure traveler that comes to visit historic sites in downtown areas. So it is a blend of the City Express tradition of practicality, high value for your money, and with some cool features in it, and trying to get to the millennial and to the matured customer with a business emphasis.
Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Pablo Duarte of Actinver. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, you all. Thank you for the call and congratulations on the strong results. I have two questions. The first one is, how much room do you still find for increasing ADRs over the next quarters, particularly after the quite strong performance shown in the last one? And the second one is, if you have experienced any negative impact on the performance of the hotels from insecurity issues. Thank you.
Well, the first one is, in addition to yield, I would say, to yield management and to empowerment and whatever changes you do in your culture, in addition, we have to accept that City Express today, and it might be proven with this final quarter, has a large coverage in the country, in the markets, and drives a leadership that no other chain has, as well as the recognition of the brand entitles us to have kind of a premium in our product in terms of rate. So I think we are monetizing all those years of efforts of covering the large scale the country and driving a a magnificent image of the brand. And that is something that is here to stay as long as we keep the quality of our product and the coverage and the communication and marketing efforts. So you will continue to see some increases in keep a pace in increasing rates, especially that remember that we've been doing these since several years ago, but the major charge began a couple of months ago. So we still have, in 2016, we still have the first 6 months of the year with a previous mindset in this regard. So as long as the economy keeps growing and as we expect, and the 2% the GDP growth next year and exports and the U.S. economy in the manufacturing sector especially, you will continue to see increases in RevPAR. Hard to tell that we will reach double digits, but definitely would be in the high single digit.
Okay, thank you, Luis. And regarding the second question, if you have experienced any negative impact from insecurity?
We've had insecurity in the past, and probably in a worst scale, and we have survived over it. At this point in time, it's very scattered in the country and just in a couple of destinations where we are located. For instance, we used to have insecurity in the border towns, and we see now that our portfolio of the Maquila properties, which are located in the north, are doing above 70% or high 60s. And we have recovered rates. So as long as the economy in those regions generates demand, yes, insecurity is something to think about. But as long as this quarter results, as far as this quarter results, we haven't felt it as we used to do it several years ago.
Okay, very clear. Thank you, and congratulations once again.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Luis Adaimi of Newfoundland Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thanks for the opportunity to talk, and want to compliment you on the disclosure for the land bank. It definitely helps, as Jorel mentioned, on the analysis for return and it's a significant improvement in disclosure, for sure. I wanted to ask, out of this land bank and hotels under construction, when do you expect these non-productive assets to be generating cash flow? If you could give us maybe an estimate of, you know, on average, maybe is it next year, is it in a year and a half, is it in the next 6 months that you expect that cash flow to, or most of that cash flow to begin flowing through going to the company. That's my first question.
Luis, hi, good morning. The development program that we have for 2016 is going ahead well. The properties that we open, we expect them to reach break-even points very quickly. As such, those properties within the first 3 months will be producing a positive cross-operating profit, and as they scale up, you know, that will increase. So, 3 months is expected at least, for those properties to become break-even. The portfolio that is under development, the specific question that you have, will sort of go through the same process. Most of that development will come online, first quarter, second quarter, but most of it on the second half of 2017. As such, those properties will go through their normal ramp-up process and begin producing, positive cash flow within the first 3 months of their operation. They've reached that, low break-even point that we have. And by 2018, they should be solidly producing, cash flow for the company. We have to go through that natural process of building the properties out and ramping them up as quickly as possible. Hopefully, if the demand in the Mexican economy, as we see it today, continues to evolve as we see it, and we have some tailwinds, that ramp-up could become quicker and thus have better production on a faster rate. But we should expect those properties to evolve naturally on a conservative basis. And that's sort of the natural way that our business performs.
Terrific. And also, just remind me, please, on IFRS, how often do you mark those assets to market, or how often are they updated to market value?
Yes, because when we adopted IFRS, we took the adoption where we updated the cost base of our assets to 2010. From that date on, all our assets are at a cost value. So we do not do mark-to-market. Our accounting under IFRS does not require that we do appraisals of our properties and mark that on our books.
Terrific. Okay. And also just a question on your share buyback program. You've been more aggressive in the quarter. Could you maybe remind us, you know, what percentage of, if you have percentage of volume limits that you've established, and also the average price maybe that where you've repurchased the shares for the quarter?
Yes. As we disclosed on page 10 of the release, we allocated 8.2 million pesos to the stock repurchase program in the third quarter of this year. That's approximately 5 million shares that we purchased from our program. Just as a reminder, we have authorized by our shareholders 450 million pesos in the share buyback program. As of today, we have accrued 166.2 million pesos to that program. We do not share sort of the policy that we use in the share buyback program or the strategy that we use day on day. What I can tell you is that we are very prudent in the way that we manage that program to have very transparent trading in our shares. We obviously limit ourselves in terms of daily volume, and we participate prudently in order not to to generate any distortions in terms of the share trading volume. But we have very strict policies that we do not necessarily disclose.
And is there a decision already made on the cancellation of those eventual cancellation of those shares, or is that to be discussed eventually? How does it work?
Yes, the board will meet early next year, prior to our new shareholders meeting. That is a topic to be discussed by the board at that board meeting, and then come back to the shareholders and propose that at due time. So those shares, will be subject to that decision at due time.
Terrific. Okay, thank you very much. Congratulations on the earnings results.
Thank you, Luis.
Our next question comes from Rodrigo Cavalro of LCA Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning. Reviewing the numbers, we saw that the SG&A went up to about 93 million pesos, up from 75 million pesos the last quarter. Were there any extraordinary expenses under the SG&A this quarter? Thank you.
Rodrigo, hi. We continue to manage SG&A at the operating company with a lot of discipline. Those continue to be expenses associated to OPEX that we have in our distribution and yield management platforms that have, again, compared to the last quarter, to this quarter of last year, increased. However, if you see them on a sequential basis, they are tempering themselves down, and we are working very hard to make sure that the revenues in the operating company more than compensate increases in the use of that platform. Obviously, we are seeing very good benefits from these investments in the distribution platform, both in the occupancy levels and the yield management that we are deriving from those programs. So we expect that that trend to start to flatten out as we continue to generate more revenues from our distribution platform.
Most of them, there are some increases. There's been some increases in the commissions of the intermediaries, and that is something that as the distribution platform, our distribution, the world in the lodging industry moves towards more electronic sales, you get hit by strong increases in margins and commissions, in costs, connecting costs and commissions. So that's something that obviously it's represented also, or it is transferred to the customer via rate.
Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Marimar Torreblanca of UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the call and congratulations on your results. Two quick questions. The first one is if you could comment on how longer do you think you can keep growing at this pace? So how much longer do you think you're going to be able to open these numbers of hotels per year? And the second one is if you could discuss a bit your international strategy, if there is any change to your outlook there, to your view, if you've started to see some third-party investors that would be interested in using your brand, and just a general update. Thank you.
I'll take the second question. And what I can tell you in the international area is that, yes, we're opening still, we'll be opening Bogota, two properties next month. So that would add to our inventory in Colombia, as well as the Medellin properties under construction, scheduled to be open by June, sometime in June. So with that, we'll end up with four properties in Colombia in the largest or the most important four cities. We just opened Santiago, and Costa Rica has been open for several years. Now we are focusing on the operation and management of that. We just named a regional manager that has moved to Colombia, and he's going to be Mr. City down there. So he'll be doing the operation. He'll be supervising the operation and the business development in the region. So we continue to see an opportunity there, but our growth would be after these four cities in Colombia would probably concentrate on a slow pace in Chile and probably Peru sometime for to have a property in Lima. But now, yes, there are third-party investors. There are a group of very prominent Guatemalan investors that are building already a property in a city express in Quetzaltenango. Quetzaltenango is the second largest city of the country and a large commercial center and service center for the northern region of Guatemala. So that's something that we're going to play more on a franchise and management contract agreement, and we will continue to do so.
With respect to growth in Mexico, Marimar, the market structure that we have reviewed and seen since the company started operations continues to be practically the same. Most of the properties in our segment continue to be independent mom-and-pop properties. Even though there has been some increase in inventory, that increase in inventory is very small compared to the growth in demand that we continue to see in this sector. So overall, we continue to see a very healthy environment for City Express to continue to pursue its business model in Mexico. We think that as the number of properties that we've been developing in the last few years in the high teens is something that we continue to do in the medium term for sure. And again, we don't see anybody really developing strongly in our category at this point. So for us, it's a great way to capitalize our development platform and continue to build market leadership in a category that is ripe for consolidation through new hotels.
Great. Thank you.
Again, if anyone has a question, please press star and then one. Our next question comes from Alan Macias of Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everyone, and thank you for the call. Just a follow-up question on ADR increase potential going forward. Should we be thinking as HCD being the leader in increase in ADR, or are you following other chain competitors, and do you still are thinking of keeping a high quality product at a at a good value and therefore having a lower ADR compared to competitors? Thank you.
thank you for your question, Alan. Really, what the way we do pricing is based on market and competition. If the market is strong and there's strong demand, then you can push for rates. If most of the times your competition follows now, what the definition is of competition is very cumbersome. One is there are a group of family-owned properties, mom-and-pop properties, that don't have the platform, the distribution platform that the franchised properties have. Most of the franchised properties in Mexico were a foreign brand. And there are only two brands in Mexico that you could say that have a strong distribution of Mexicans for Mexicans, which is 85% of the traveler in our destinations. And that is definitely City Express sits on it. And if you go for which is the largest distribution of rooms in the rate range where we are, I would say that City Express is the largest one. So yes, we command some leadership, but we cannot keep on increasing rates if there was no demand. And since everybody increases rates when we do it, you might find that we continue with a relative price position against the competition, in which we present the best value for your money. So increasing rates in a vacuum is not possible. You do it within an environment of competition, and you have to add demand. So based on that, what City Express needs also, if on the other side I have to keep my ROIC on track, I mean, and the cost, the replacement cost goes up, as Roberto was mentioning, the price of the properties, the price per key, you have to keep on your returns up, so you have that pressure, which is an embedded pressure in being a financial guy that needs to provide its ROIC for its investors. So there is a couple of concepts that lie around increasing rates. But the driver in the end is the consumer. As long as the consumer finds that there is the best relationship between price paid versus service provided, you can go along with a ride of increasing rates. Now, in addition to increasing rates, Citi has been improving its product. It has been adapting it to the new consumer, which is the millennials, increasing the power of the internet in the properties, the colors, the decor, the systems, the service, so increasing even the breakfast. So I think that the perceived value of City Express remains to be in the top echelon of these limited services properties or sector.
Great.
I don't know
you.
Whether I answered with a yes or no.
Okay, there are no further questions. This concludes our question and answer session. I'd now like to turn the conference back over to Luis Barrios for closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much to everyone for your time. And as always, please feel free to contact us with any further questions and comments. Thank you and good day.
The conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect your lines.